Ni hao.
Ni hao.
And hello.
大家好。
First, I just want to address what Michael said. I don't know if I really would call this a sermon. It's a talk.
首先我想说的是，我不知道这算不算是正道，更像是一个谈话。
But I will do best I can here.
但是我会尽自己最大的努力。
It's pretty sad. That's the best greeting I can do in the Chinese, but it's taken me a long time just to get the simple Chinese out.
这样难过，这是我能做到最好的问候了。但就这个简单的中文问候，也花了我好长的时间才学会。
Some of you are like my wife Iris and can speak more than one dialect.
你们大家有些人和我太太 Iris 一样，可以说不止一种方言。
Iris can translate most anything into English, but she avoids translating the Mandarin if she can help it.
Iris 几乎什么都可以翻译得出英文，但只要有办法，她会尽量避免去翻译成普通话。
She kind of casually knows Mandarin, but does not like to deal with some of the more difficult phrases.
她是听得懂普通话的，但不喜欢去应对一些比较难的短语。
And in a nutshell, this is what my message to you is today.
简单的说，这就是我今天的信息。
You see, if Iris had not spent a lot of time in the church, she probably would be unable to speak Mandarin because she is a Cantonese speaker.
如你所见，如果 Iris 不是花很多时间在这个教会的话，她很可能就不会说普通话，因为她是讲广东话的。
Because she comes regularly, attends to matters in the church, she's had the opportunity to learn Mandarin.
因为他定期的参与教会的事宜，就有机会学习普通话。
And she could practice regularly.
也有机会定期的练习。
So my message today really has one point.
所以我今天的信息要说的只有一点。
Iris needed to practice Mandarin, and in the same way, we need to all have the opportunity to practice our faith.
Iris 需要练习来学习普通话，同样我们也都需要机会来实践我们的信仰。
We all need to participate in our church, which means we need to regularly attend church.
我们都需要参与到教会中来，那就意味着我们需要定期的参加聚会。
And prayer meetings and cell groups and church functions.
参加祷告会、小组活动和教会的其他活动。
And we need to do our daily devotions and pray regularly.
我们需要有规律的每日灵修和祷告。
My message is pretty straightforward, only one point.We need to participate to grow in our faith.
我今天的信息简单又直接，只有一点就是我们需要参与，使我们的信仰成长。
I really like having one main point. However, this leaves us with some unanswered thoughts.
我真的很喜欢只有一个要点，但是这也会给我们留下一些未解的难题。
Sure, let's participate. We all say yes to that. But as humans, we need to know that.What's in it for us, you know?
就说参与这点吧，我们大家都会说好的。但是作为人类，我们需要知道这对我们有什么好处。
What are our motivations in participating in the body of Christ?
有份于基督身体的动机是什么呢？
Otherwise, we lose interest and we don't follow through.
否则我们就会失去兴趣，无法坚持下去。
So I thought about it and I did what every good speechwriter does.
所以我就思考了一下，然后做了每个演讲撰稿人都会做的事。
I googled it.
我谷歌了一下。
I put in, why should I attend church? And this is what Google said.
我输入为什么我要去教会，下面这是谷歌的搜索结果。
Google said, church connects us with God, and church gives us a chance to reflect on gratitude.
谷歌上面的搜索结果告诉我，教会使我们与上帝连结，教会给我们一个反思感恩的机会。
Church connects us socially, and church helps us better connect with our spouse.
教会使我们在社会层面上连结，教会帮助我们更好地与我们的配偶连结。
Church allows us to feel reverence, and church provides plenty of opportunities to give back.
教会让我们感到敬畏，教会提供大量回馈的机会。
Church helps us find the lesson in our trials, and church teaches us forgiveness.
教会帮助我们在试炼中寻见当学的功课，教会也教导我们宽恕。
After reading these, I felt pretty uninspired.
看到这个结果后，我觉得没受什么启发。
I mean, yes, these are good things, but I don't need to attend church to achieve most of these things.
我的意思是，是的，这些都是好事，但是我不需要参加教会，也能实现这其中的大部分。
So I want to look a little deeper today into what our motivations are and why we should be here.
所以今天我们需要更深入的思考，那这样我们才能够知道说我们究竟来教会的动机是什么。
However, I just want to make sure I do well here. If there's a pop quiz at the end of this service, and somebody asks you in the back of the room what my talk was about today.
但是如果今天在讲到结束之后，如果有个突击测试的话，在教室后面有人问一声，嘿，今天讲到强调的是什么信息呢？
You would say.
你可以说。
It's open book.Participate in the body of Christ, practice your faith. I just want to make sure everybody knows what my point is.
有份于基督的身体，实践你的信仰。
All right, I want y'all to study this picture of this 2.5-year-old boy with the bucket on his head.
现在我想要你花点时间看一下这个图片。
What do you think?
你想到什么了？
Well, the first thing I thought was this kid might be mentally challenged. He seems to be a bit confused and perhaps antisocial.
我首先想到的是这个孩子可能有智力障碍，他看起来很困惑，而且还好像有点反社会。
The second thing I noticed about this kid.
我想到的第二件事就是。
Was it's me?
这个小孩就是我。
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, with the bucket on my head.
就是我，头上顶个水桶。
What's my point?
我想说的是什么呢？
The kid with the bucket on his head is giving a talk today, and I just don't want your expectations to be too high.
这个头上顶着水桶的孩子今天要讲道，我希望你们的期望值不要太高。
Don't judge.
不要苛刻的批判他。
Okay.Lost my place here. Hold on just a second. Okay, we should have our main points come up now. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Melvin.
下面就是我们今天的这三个主要要点。
I just want to develop these three main points as a motivation and why I think we need to participate in our worship service and on our church.
我想从三个主要的动机来展开说明，为什么我认为参与教会是重要的。
The first one is service is required.
第一个要点是需要服事。
The second one is it's a difficult road.
第二个要点是这是一条艰难的道路。
And the third one is we must be ready.
第三个要点是我们必须准备好。
Today I want to focus on three parables in Matthew chapter 25 for inspiration and motivation.
今天我想着重讲马太福音第二十五章中的三个比喻，来启发和激励我们。
I will be referring to chapter 25 during this talk.
在讲道当中，我会一直的提到二十五章。
These parables should all be familiar to you, and I encourage you to read them later to enforce some of the points I want to make.
这些比喻对你们来说肯定已经很熟悉了。我鼓励大家再来读一下，以加强今天我所要阐述的观点。
We don't have time to read them all the way through, so I'm giving you some homework.
我在这里没有时间把它们全部重读一下，但是这就意味着你要做作业了。
When Jesus talks about things to come, as he does in chapter 25,
当耶稣在二十五章中谈及将要发生的事时
，scholars call this eschatology.
学者们称之为末世论
or the study of end times.
或者是末世研究。
In chapter 25, Jesus explains how to think about the end times.
在马太福音二十五章，耶稣解释了如何思考末日。
But really, he is talking about what you are not doing before the end.
但实际上他说的是你在末日来临之前没有做的事。
I want to read this one more time because this is the theme of my talk. He is talking about what you are not doing before the end times.
我想再重复一遍，因为这是我今天讲到的主题。耶稣说的是你在末日来临之前没有做的事情。
I think we probably shouldn't wait until the end comes to know what might be expected of us.
我想我们不应该等到末日来临的时候才知道我们该做什么。
And then chapter 25 is not talking about what to do.
而且马太福音二十五章不是讲该做什么。
It's talking about when you do nothing.
而是讲当你什么都不做时。
Some call this the sin of omission.
有人称其为遗漏之罪。
But for my talk today, it's not participating.
但对于我今天的信息来说，它实际上是关于不参与、不作为的。
Now I'll be addressing each of these three parables in reverse order, starting with the sheep and goats parable and working backwards.
现在我将以倒叙的方式讲述这三个比喻，从绵羊和山羊的比喻开始，倒着往前讲。
There's three parables here: the sheep and goats, the talents, and the bridesmaids.
三个比喻是绵羊与山羊的比喻，才干的比喻，还有。绵羊与山羊的比喻，才干的比喻，还有童女的十个童女的比喻。
I'm sorry, Melody. I added that in. Sorry, Melody.
It's okay.
I already know what you're going to ask.
我已经知道你们要问什么了。
If Matthew went to all the trouble to arrange the parables as he does, why do I want to take them in reverse order?
既然马太已经费力地将这些比喻这样安排来讲述，为什么我们要颠倒它的顺序呢？
So I'm going to start with the sheep and goats, go to the talents, and then to the bridesmaids, which is reverse.
因为我要从山羊和绵羊的比喻开始，再到才干的比喻，再到十个童女的比喻，这是反着的。
And first off, my wife always says I do everything backwards.
首先，我太太说我做事总是倒着来的。
So I don't want to disappoint her.
所以这次我也不想让她失望。
But more importantly, it works for a way I'm going to address this today.
但更重要的是，这种方式更易于阐述我今天的信息。
Okay, the first thing that I want to talk about is services required.
我想谈论的第一件事就是说需要服侍。
In the parable of the sheep and goats, Matthew 25 verses 31 through 46, Jesus comes to the throne and addresses the nations.
绵羊和山羊的比喻在马太福音二十五章三十一到四十六节里，耶稣来到他的宝座上，对列国的民讲话。
Interpretations of this parable are not without controversy, but for today, at least, I want to focus on the Christians in the crowd.
对这个比喻的解读是有争议的，但是今天我想重点放在人群中的基督徒身上。
The setting of the parable is when Jesus returns in the second coming and brings judgment on the nations.
这个比喻的背景是耶稣再来的时候审判列国。
And he separates the sheep from the goats, the worthy from the unworthy.
把绵羊和山羊分开，值得的和不值得的分开。
In the story, Jesus calls out to the righteous.
在故事中，耶稣对义人说
，For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat.
因为我饿了，你给我吃。
I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink.
渴了，你们给我喝。
I was a stranger and you invited me in.
我做客旅，你们留住我。
I was sick and you looked after me.
我病了，你看顾我。
I was in prison and you came to visit me.
我在监里，你们来看我。
When was this? They asked.
他们问这是什么时候发生的事。
When you did this for the least of my brothers.
耶稣回答说，当你们做这些事在我弟兄中最小的身上。
Jesus also addresses the condemned.
耶稣也对那被定罪的发问。
And was the opposite set of questions.
正好是完全相反的一串问题。
Jesus addresses the condemned, and And for when I was hungry, you gave me nothing to eat.
因为我饿了，你们不给我吃。
And when I was thirsty, you gave me nothing to drink.
渴了，你们不给我喝。
And he went on to the concluding verse in verse 45.
照着这样的同样的列表一直问下去，直到四十五节的结论时达到一个顶点。
He will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me."
四十五节说，王要回答说， 我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既不坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是不坐在我身上了。
What I noticed here is that Jesus judged these goats by a list. He did not judge them by a list of sins.
这里我注意到，耶稣不是用一系列的罪来审判这些山羊。
Rather that by what they had not done.
而是通过他们没有做的事来审判。
The result manifested in their hearts through their inactions.
这种结果通过他们的不作为表现在他们的心中。
Works are not what is being called for here. Rather, Jesus appears to judge the heart, or at least in this final judgment.
这里所要求的不是做工，而是耶稣审判人的心，至少在最后的审判中是这样的。
One conclusion seems probable. What is in the heart is something we can be judged by.
很有可能的一个结论就是，我们会因为心里的东西被审判。
And it has something to do with how we treat each other.
这和我们如此对待彼此有关。
But specifically what we did not do for each other.
特别是要看我们没有为彼此做什么。
We are to serve one another more prominently the least of these, or we may end up with the goats.
我们要彼此服侍，尤其是众人中最卑微不起眼的，否则我们将会落得和山羊一样的结局。
Alexander Solzhenitsyn, and I butcher that name, I'm sorry, was a Russian writer who spent a lot of time in Russian gulag.
亚历山大·索尔仁尼琴是一位俄罗斯作家，在苏联古拉格待了很长时间。
The labor camp from the former Soviet Union formed in the 1930s for dissidents and political prisoners.
古拉格是前苏联在二十世纪三十年代为持不同政见者和政治犯设立的劳改营。
He was imprisoned there in 1945 for writing a political letter against Stalin.
他一九四五年因为在一封政治信件中批判斯大林而入狱。
He experienced and observed the horrors of the Gulag, where prisoners worked long hours for forced labor without enough food.
他经历并目睹了古拉格劳改营的恐怖，那里的囚犯长时间被迫劳动，没有足够的食物。
Many starving to death under the threat of execution.
许多人在被处决的威胁下饿死。
He wrote many books and earned a Nobel Prize for Literature.
他写了很多本著作，并获得了诺贝尔文学奖。
In one of his most famous books, The Gulag Archipelago, he chronicled the horrors of the labor camps.
在他最著名的著作之一《古拉格群岛》中，他记录了劳改营的可怕。
But not first before reflecting on the failings of his own life.
但这是在他反思自己生活中的失败之后写的。
In recompense, he felt that it was his duty to give an account of death and oppression that went on in the camps.
作为一个补偿，他认为他有责任对集中营发生的死亡和压迫做个交代。
It's a book that shook the world as he recounted the horrors of the system in 2,400 pages.
这是一本震撼世界的书，在2400页的篇幅里，大部分是来自他的记忆。
He did that mostly from memory.
他是根据记忆来写的这本书。
And it was about the nature of human depravity.
这里讲述了这个体系的可怕和人性的邪恶。
Solzhenitsyn admired one group of the people in the gulag.
索尔仁尼琴很钦佩古拉格集中营里的一群人。
Those people, many of them religious, who would go ahead.
这些人很多都是有信仰的。
Would not be deceived or lie or take the easy way out, regardless of what they were being threatened with.
他们不会欺骗或撒谎，也不会选择简单的出路。不管他们受到什么样的威胁。
They refused to go along. They didn't sign the confessions for which they many faced certain death.
他们拒绝合作，也拒绝在那可能会导致很多人面临死亡的供词上签字。
And many of those in the prison actually feared these people.
很多监狱里的人害怕这些抵抗者。
That's because they acted. They did something.They did not sell out to become a trusted guard or administrator.
他们有行动，他们在做事，他们不会出卖自己，成为被信赖的警卫或是管理者。
So much could be learned here, but for us, I just want to illuminate the one quote from Solzhenitsyn's work.
其实有太多可以学习的，但是就我们而言，今天我只想说明索尔仁尼琴作品中的一句话。
He penned this quote, which is on your slide there. The line separating good and evil runs through the heart of every man.
他写道，善良与邪恶的界限贯穿了每个人的内心。
After attending hell, Solzhenitsyn provides us with his own human interpretation of where evil can be found.
在经历地狱之后，索尔仁尼琴为我们提供了他自己对邪恶存在之处的解读。
The way I see it, it is every man holds a potential for doing good or evil in his heart.
在我看来，每个人的内心都有行善或作恶的潜力。
It's what he feeds it that matters.
起决定性作用的是人用什么来哺育它。
This creates a question.
这就产生了一个问题。
How is it that a man's heart is made good so that he may be judged worthy?
人心怎样才能成为良善的，使其可以被判定为配得的呢？
Luke 6:45 gives us a clue.
六章四十五节给了我们一点线索。
A good man brings good things out of good stored, I'm sorry, I'm going to start over. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart.And an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of.
路加福音六章四十五节说，良善的人从心中所存的良善发出良善，邪恶的人从心中所存的邪恶发出邪恶，因为心中所充满的，口里就说出来。
It's not the heart that creates potential, but the practice of faith that creates the righteous heart.
不是人心构建人的潜力。而是信仰的实践造就正义的心。
The resistors in the gulag had something stored up in their heart. They did something with it.
那些古拉格里的抵抗者们在他们的心中积累了一些好的东西，并以此行事。
The Apostle Paul notes in 1 Corinthians, however, that it is more than mere doing.
使徒保罗在哥林多前书十三章三节中指出，这还不仅仅是行为。
He says, if I give all I possess to the poor and give my body to hardship, that I may boast, but if I do not have love, I gain nothing.
他说，我若把一切所有的分给人，又舍己身被人焚烧，却没有爱，对我仍然毫无益处。
The bottom line is we need to serve.
最底线的就是说，我们需要服侍。
We need to do something.
我们需要做一些事。
The second parable I'm going to cover is in Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30.
第二个比喻在马太福音二十五章十四到三十节。
The parable of the talents is often talked about parable.
这是个关于才干的比喻，也是经常被谈论的比喻。
In a quick review, the master of the house goes on a journey and entrusts his investments to them until he could return.
快速地回顾一下，一个家主出门前将家业交给仆人管理，直至他回来。
The master gives one servant five talents, one servant two talents, and yet another one one talent.
主人给一个仆人五千，一个仆人两千，还有另一个仆人一千。
Right, and I realize some of your Bibles say bags of gold. However, we'll work with this talent.
我知道有一些圣经的版本上用的是说。五代的金子，但是我的这个版本用的是 talent， 用的是才干。
We all know the story. The first two servants double their money.
我们都知道这个故事。
But the servant with one talent buries his because he fears his master.
前两个仆人将管理的钱翻倍，但是拿了一千的那个仆人把钱埋起来了，因为他惧怕他的主人。
Again, we can see a similar failure to act to those condemned.In the goats and sheep parable.
我们又一次看见相似的不作为，就像在山羊和绵羊的比喻中被定罪的那些人一样。
The third servant did nothing.
第三个仆人什么也没做。
We can talk about the dedication of the first two servants and the failure of the third.
我们可以用长篇大论来讨论前两个仆人的尽心尽力和第三个仆人的失败。
But today I really want to focus on chapter 25, verse 29.
但是今天我只想看一下25章29节。
For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. And whoever does not have, even what they have, will be taken from them.
29节说，因为凡是有的，还要赐给他，使他丰足有余。那没有的，连他有的也将从他那里被拿走。
This is kind of an odd verse. When I first read it, I didn't understand it.
当我第一次读到这节经文的时候，觉得很怪，并不理解是什么意思。
But through listening to some experts and thinking about it a lot, I think I have an idea.
但是通过听一些专家对此的评论之后，我大概了解了一些意思。
I believe this verse is a law of human nature that Jesus is letting us know about.
我相信这节经文是耶稣让我们知道人性的一个定律。
On Wall Street, they call this principle the Matthew principle.
在华尔街，人们叫这个原则马太原则。
The rich get richer and the poor get poorer.
穷富人更富，穷人更穷。
An Italian civil engineer.Vilfredo Pareto developed some mathematical formulas concerning this rule about the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer.
意大利土木工程师维尔弗雷多帕雷托提出了一个富人更富，穷人更穷的数学公式。
And he applied them to some actual circumstances.
并把这个公式应用于一些实际的案例当中。
In short, what he found.
他发现了什么呢？
Sometimes people say 20% of the people do 80% of the work.
有时人们说，说它为20%的人做了80%的工。
Pareto called it the 80-20 rule.
帕雷托称之为80-20法则。
Again, I know what you're thinking. What in the world does this have to do with anything I'm talking about today?
我又知道你们在想什么了。这和我们今天所讲的有什么关系呢？
Well, I think it makes a main point.
这个正好说明了我主要的观点。
Jesus is saying in the land of probability,
耶稣是在说在充满可能性的土地上。
I am the one burying my talent.
我是那个埋葬了自己才干的人。
In fact, it represents most of us actually.
事实上它代表了我们当中大多数人的做法。
I don't shrug this off and say, well, I'm saved. I go to church every once in a while and then I'm a good person.
我不应该耸肩了事，想着我得救了，偶尔也去教堂，我是个好人。
I might not be that five talent guy, but I'm definitely the two talent guy. There's no way I'm that one talent slug.
我可能不是那个有五个才干的人，但我绝对是有两个才干的那个人。我不可能是那个只有一个才干的人。
I surely would have stood up for myself in the Russian gulag.
要是我在苏联古拉格的话，一定会坚持我自己。
And then there's grace, and I agree, it's freely given, and we can all thank Christ for His abounding grace.
然后想到了恩典，我同意恩典白白赐给我们，我们都可以感谢基督丰盛的恩典。
But let me note the unobvious.
但是请让我指出这里不明显的问题。
Today in the United States, Christians are falling away from the church.
今天在美国，基督徒正在从教会流失。
The decline is troubling.
这种下滑是明显的。
And there are serious Christians stepping away from Christ.
其中也有些认真的基督徒远离基督。
They refuse the grace of Christ.
他们拒绝基督的恩典。
Why, I don't know, but I will make a leap and ask, did they attend worship, prayer meeting, cell group, participate in prayer and devotional time?
为什么呢？我不知道。但是我要跳起来问问他们有没有参加敬拜、祷告会、小组活动，有没有花时间祷告和灵修。
Bottom line is maintaining and practice your faith is difficult. Broad is the road to destruction.
这里的底线就是维持和实践我们的信仰是困难的，毁灭之路却是宽广的。
We need to be constantly reminded to take opportunities to act out our faith and build up our heart.
我们需要持续地被提醒，抓住机会，行出我们的信仰，并建造我们的心。
Because the real danger is we will slip away.
因为真正的危险是我们会自己溜走。
We are creatures of habit. We need to form good habits, to combat these terrible odds.
我们是习惯性生物，我们需要养成好的习惯来对抗这些可怕的可能性。
Or I'll end up burying my talent and making my home with the goats.
否则我最终会埋没自己的才能，与山羊同等下场。
This parable tells me that not only do I need to act, but that's likely that I might not act.
这个比喻不但告诉我我需要去行动，而且还让我知道我很有可能不会去行动。
Most people go it all alone, so don't go it alone.
大多数人都不能独自去行，所以那就不要独自。
We are all here to support each other. We are compelled to be sheep for one another.
我们都在这里互相扶持，我们不得不成为彼此的绵羊。
Don't overlook your main source of help and inspiration.
不要忽视能给你帮助和启发的资源。
Because it's a difficult road.
因为这是一条艰难的道路。
Okay, the third point is we must be ready.
第三点是我们必须准备好。
In Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13, the parable is pretty straightforward.
在马太福音25章1到13节的比喻是非常简单直白的。
The parable of 10 bridesmaids.
十个童女伴娘的比喻。
Don't try to count them in this picture because there's not 10.
不要试图要数这里面到底有多少位伴娘，因为它不是十个。
In the summary, there was a wedding feast. 10 bridesmaids or 10 virgins took their lamps and went out to meet the groom.
总结来说，有一个婚宴，十个伴娘或者说是十个童女拿着他们的灯去迎接新郎。
The groom was really late, and in the end, the five virgins ran out of oil for their lamps.
新郎很迟才到，最后五个童女的灯油都用尽了。
When they left to get more oil, the groom showed up.
当他们离开去买油的时候，新郎就出现了。
By the time they returned, the door to the wedding was shut and they were not admitted.
等他们回来的时候，婚宴的门却关了，他们进不去了。
The moral of the story?
故事的寓意就是
is be prepared or be wise.
要准备好。或者说是要有智慧。
A couple things stand out to me in this.
这里有几件事让我印象深刻。
First, it stands to reason that no matter who you are, a bridesmaid or a lowly guest, you are either prepared to enter the event or not.
首先，有理由认为，无论你是谁的伴娘，或者是身份低微的客人。你必须要么准备做，要么做好准备参加，要么就是不能参加。
All of us receive the invitation, and the invited guests have faith in, and the invited. I'm sorry. All of us receive the invitation, and the invited guests have faith in what's to come.
我们都受到了邀请，而且被邀请的客人也都对将要发生的事有信心。
Yet even those on the top of the guest list can fail to be ready.
但是即使是在即使是那些在宾客名单上名列前茅的人，也可能没有做好准备。
What's the fate of somebody like me who's at the bottom of the list?
那像我这样排在名单末尾的人，又会有怎样的结局呢
？I never read wedding invitations. My wife tells me when we're going.
我从未读过婚礼邀请函的内容，都是我太太告诉我该什么时候出发。
She is the 20%er. She knows what's going to happen.
她是那20%的人，她知道将会发生什么。
I always get there because of her, and I submit to you what your church community provides is the same support to ensure we all make it.
我总是因为她才能到场，所以我提醒你们，你的教会团体也能提供同样的支持，确保我们都能到场。
We support each other in making sure that we build each other up.
我们彼此扶持，以确保我们可以彼此造就。
If we're doing it right, we get each other ready.
如果我们做得好，做得对的话，那么我们就是彼此都能准备好。
Heck, it's a sign in our church.
看看我们教会上面的那个标志。
During segregation of the South of the 60s, a five-year-old child was to be one of the first to enter a racially segregated school in New Orleans.
在60年代南方的种族隔离时期。一个五岁的孩子成为首批进入新奥尔良种族隔离学校的孩子。
She would enter this school chosen by the NAACP as a kindergartner.
只有被全国有色人种协进会选定为准幼儿园学生时，她才能进入这所学校。
I know what you're thinking. What parent in the right mind would put a child to such a hazard?
我知道你们在想什么。哪个头脑正常的父母亲会把孩子置于如此危险的境地呢？
Where racial turmoil and violence would almost certainly be the result.
几乎可以猜到，种族骚乱和暴力是可以预定到的、预知的结果。
It was of such great concern that a clinical psychologist from Harvard University came to New Orleans to see Ruby Bridges after she had faced taunting crowds and tension-filled days.
在 Ruby 经历了众人的嘲笑和紧张的日子之后，事情引起了极大的关注，以至于一位来自哈佛大学的临床心理学家特地来到新奥尔良看望她。
He asked, Ruby, you have two big men standing on each side of you when you enter your school.
他问 Ruby, 你入学的时候身边站着两个大块头。
If not for them, you most certainly would be harmed.
如果不是因为有他们，你肯定会受到伤害的。
There are crowds of angry people, most of them hurling insulting and unspeakable things.
那里有成群愤怒的人，他们大多数人抛出污蔑和难以言说的话。
And the parents have removed their children from the classroom, and only one teacher agreed to even teach you.
一些家长已经把他们的孩子从教室搬走，甚至说只有一个老师同意教你。
At one point, he said, "How do you feel about these people who hate you so much?"
中间他问，你对这些如此讨厌你的人有什么看法呢？
Ruby simply said, "I pray for them, I love them, and I forgive them."
Ruby 只简单地回答说，我为他们祷告，我爱他们，也原谅他们。
Stunned, Robert Cole recoiled.
罗伯特·科尔惊呆了，他后缩了一下。
And he said, why would you do that?
他问，你为什么要那样做？
And Ruby said, because that was what Jesus would do.
Ruby 回答说，耶稣就会这样做。
Ruby and most certainly her parents demonstrated and acted out their faith against the most difficult circumstances.
Ruby 和她的父母无疑在最艰难的光景中展现了他们的信仰。
The community was ready.
他们的社区是准备好的。
Michael Boykin spoke to you a few weeks ago about David and Goliath.
Michael 弟兄几周前有讲过大卫和歌利亚的信息给大家。
It's a great story.
那是个很棒的故事。
I'd like to look into some of the details of that story that maybe you haven't thought about.
我想要探究一下故事里一些也许你没有想过的细节。
Was a 17-year-old doing DoorDash, that is, bringing lunch to his brothers in the Elon Valley, ready to take on an entire army and strike down the Philistines' most fierce warrior?
请问一个17岁的少年上门送午餐，给他正在以拉谷打仗的哥哥们时，他有没有做好准备，要肩负整个军队的责任，去击倒非利士人中最强悍的勇士呢
？After he completed his chores, of course.
当然，这一切是在他完成了日常琐事之后。
According to Malcolm Gladwell, who wrote the book David and Goliath, the answer is a definite yes.
根据《大卫与歌利亚》一书的作者马尔科姆。格拉德威尔的说法，答案是肯定的。
History records David as a definite underdog, no match for a 7-foot giant or taller, there's different heights, with a big sword and a shield.
根据历史记载，大卫绝对是那个不被看好的，他根本无法与一个七英尺高、手握长剑和盾牌的巨人相匹敌。
Or was he?
他能吗
？Or was he?
他是吗
？Okay, Gladwell makes a few keen observations that may change your mind.
但是格拉达威尔做的一些敏锐的观察可能会改变你的看法。
First, he likened the sling David carried to a loaded .45 caliber handgun, which could hurl a stone at 150 miles an hour, if that said slinger was a practiced master of his art.
首先，他把大卫手持的投石器比作了一把上了膛的四十五口径手枪。如果这里提到的这个使用投石器的人是个熟练的老手的话。
In fact, Malcolm Gladwell posited that David, who was an agile teen who had battled many wild animals with a sling, was an odds-on favorite against a lumbering giant with a diseased pituitary and bad vision.
事实上，马尔科姆·格拉德威尔认为，大卫这个敏捷的少年曾用他的弹弓与许多野生动物搏斗过。对于打败一个脑垂体有病、视力不好的巨人来说，占据着有利的可能性。
It's just that the only ones that might have known this was David and God Himself.
只是知道这一点的人，可能只有大卫和上帝。
God had prepared David for this circumstance. David was ready.
神预备了大卫，就像他预备我们一样，大卫是预备好了的。
In a question and answer period after Malcolm Gladwell gave it at the Socrates and Society event in New York, the author reacted to some questions.
在纽约举办的苏格拉底在城中的活动之后，有一个问答阶段，作者马尔科姆·格拉德威尔对一些问题做出了回应。
The story, he said, inspired me to rekindle my religious faith.
他说，这个故事激发了我，重新点燃我的信仰。
Because in the end, the story is about one thing.
因为这个故事最后讲的是一件事。
The weapons of the spirit.
那就是属灵的武器。
Determination, courage, faith, and perseverance are not abstract; they are material.
决心、勇气、信念和毅力都不是抽象的，它们是物质的。
In fact, he said, that's what the whole Bible is about.
事实上，他说，这就是整本圣经的内容。
Gladwell says over and over again, in countless opportunities, we fail to understand the authority of these weapons, the power of our faith.
格拉德威尔说，一次又一次，在无数的机会中，我们都没能够理解这些武器的权威和我们信仰的力量。
The things we associate with power are really not as powerful as we imagine.
但是那些使我们联想到权力的东西，其实并不像我们想象的那么强大。
It's the story of everything.
这个故事是关乎所有的。
And yet we discount these things.
但是我们却忽略了这些事。
Even Christians, and I'm quoting him, even Christians have difficulty in understanding how powerful their faith makes them.
即使是基督徒，也很难理解他们的信仰让他们变得多么强大。
So in review, my three main points are service is required, it's a difficult road, and we must be ready. And in conclusion, I say we are called to participate in the body of Christ.
让我们来一起回顾一下三个要点。需要服侍，这是一条艰难的道路，我们必须准备好。总之，我们蒙召有份于基督的身体。
Come to church not because Google says we will have happier lives.
来教会不是因为谷歌说我们将过上更幸福的生活。
We participate in the body of Christ by practicing our faith to build up our heart.
我们通过实践我们的信仰来建造我们的心，从而能够有份于基督的身体。
To do what we must act out of love.
要做到这点，我们必须出于爱而行动。
We must learn to serve, and we must find ways to serve.
我们必须学会服侍，我们必须找方法去服侍。
Because our heart by which we are judged is built up through our service.
因为我们的心是要被审判的，它是借着服侍被建立起来的。
Because it's a difficult road, we need to participate so that we remain focused on our salvation and overcome bad odds.
因为这是一条艰难的路，我们需要参与，这样我们才能持续专注于我们的救恩，并且战胜。
And finally, we have to be ready.
最后，我们必须做好准备。
Because what you need to know and what you need to constantly be told.
因为你需要知道，并且需要不断的被告知。
Is that you can kill the giant.
你可以杀死巨人。
You can do it.
你可以做到。
And you need to.
你也需要做到。
Otherwise, you won't.
否则你就不能。
You will do nothing.
那你将什么都不做。
And that is hell.
那就是地狱。
And when you consider all these things, and you think you cannot do,
当你思想所有你认为自己不能做的事情时，
I would like you to consider what Luke had to say in verse 18, chapter 18, verse 27.
我希望你考虑一下路加福音十八章二十七节说的话。
Jesus replied, "What is impossible with man is possible with God."
耶稣说，在人不可能的事，在神都是可能的。
Don't come to church because it's a good idea.
不要因为这是一个好主意而来教会。
Come to serve and participate because this will keep you close to God.
来教会是为着来服务和参与的。
And this is the whole reason you believed in Christ.
这会使你保持与神亲近，这也是你相信基督的全部原因。
So you may be close to the Father.
这样你就可以更亲近天父。
Let's pray.
请我们一起祷告。
Father, I just want to thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
For this opportunity today to be with everyone in this church.
感谢你给我这样的机会，可以和我们教会的会众在一起。
We know you're the eternal God.
我们知道你是那永远的神。
Higher than any mountain.
高于众山。
And we can come to you.
这样我们就可以来到你的面前。
And we just thank you for that.
我们为此而向你感谢。
We thank you for sending your Son Jesus Christ to save our souls.
我们感谢你差遣基督来拯救我们的灵魂。
And we just ask that you be with us and care for us and to bring us along.
求你与我们同在，帮助我们能够在基督里合一。
And give us strength so that we can serve.
给我们力量，使我们可以服侍。
So that can we remain close to you.
这样我们才能够保持与你亲近。
And one thing else, Father.
我还要恳求一件事。
I want to add this in.
我想要加上这件事。
My brother has been stricken with cancer.
我的兄弟被诊断出得了癌症。
And I just ask for prayer for him.
我在这里恳求众位为他祷告。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。